Good evening, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good week. We'll learn extra intensely for those who aren't here, and we hope they're, I'm sure they'll listen later, we hope they're accomplishing important things for our brothers and sisters in Israel. So I want to see you. Last week I had teased out that we were going to talk this week, a couple of times we could speak this week about speaking Lashon Hara about inanimate objects. Which comes up more frequently than I thought as I was trying to focus on it. But first, we just have to follow up on a couple of things continuing from last week. The Chabad Chaim has said that we can't, it's not just that we can't speak about a person who's been other mamakum, we also can't speak about them in any way that could bring about any ginah. And the example we spoke about last week was a person's degree of intelligence. And that was a long, the Chabad Chaim about, can you speak negatively about a person's intelligence or lack thereof to avoid, to save machlokas or hatred? So other examples of Chabad Chaim, take a look on the first page. This is Klal Hey Ot Hey or Sif Hey. V'atah neve'er ma'ashek tefad m'mala heim b'gvura. What did it mean when I said that you can't speak about a person's strength? Hanu l'safer alakha v'smei ansheir shehu b'tivo ish chalosh. So, to speak about a person in front of others that he's weak. He's weak. Now, I mean, physically weak, it can mean a person's sluggish, it can mean low energy. So he says, how are you possessed? In with the inyana vukala, he sabid lo mizera. Let's say something negative could come out of that statement that it's attributed to this person, he's weak, that he's sluggish, that he's low energy. So then, I'll give you an example. He's a worker, he's a contractor. Omalamid, he's a Rebbe. Now, again, here it doesn't mean physically strong, because if you have a weak, physically weak Rebbe, maybe it means emotionally strong, maybe it means energetic, weak, always getting sick. The Kayosi, they are they, as the Vadai, the Klaal of Omashanaru. If it's to say about a Bal Kore that he's weak, or I don't know, don't give that guy Hagba, he's weak. I don't know if that's Lashon Hara. There's no, according to the Hutner we saw last week, to say anything negative about a person. Just the fact that you're creating some kind of period, some kind of division, that itself is a gnad. That itself is a negativity, but it's only if it's going to, according to the Chofetz Chaim, have some negative repercussions. And the last example he gave was the Heim Ba'osher, the person's wealth. So Hainul Safar al Akal Islam Ashu Ish Ani, to say that a person is very poor. Oh, a nenu amud kimosh omer lavir. Or to say, oh, that guy everyone thinks he's so wealthy, let me tell you something. He's not so wealthy. Umasiesto Khaiv Lashirim Snegaja. He's got a lot of money, but he's in debt. He owes a lot of money. He's not as rich as everyone thinks he is. So Gamzah, the Klala Sonarau, that's also Lashon Hara. Why? There's nothing wrong the Etzem with being poor. Nothing wrong. But Kibavadai in Yisharsem Zebir, certainly if this becomes publicized in the city, Lo Yim Sachakach, Mishi Yitin Lo Bashra, who's going to lend them money and credit? V'yav Amidu Re'e Hezek, Kitzar Gadol, it can actually lead to real Nezek, Kitzar, Uvezeh Yorim L'chayev Ham, which is actually negatively impacting his ability to earn a livelihood. And therefore, a call, Sarah Aisha Noba, Rasum Eina, the person needs to place their eyes, Kaven Shaina Machadu Tu'elas, the person's not intending with Tu'elas, the Vavek Sarah Lizar Ma'od Ma'od, Shoyate Mizek Kilko, Lehamidun. Please be very careful. We speak negatively, sometimes we don't mean it in a harmful way, but we don't know how it could end up negatively impacting the person. The next thing the Chabad Chaim says I want to do outside, because much of Lashon Hara is going to be subjective, dependent on who you're talking about. He gives an example. Let's say there's a very wealthy man who retired and has no need to work anymore. And you say about him, yeah, he learns 3-4 hours a day. Now, in the Chofetz Chaim's world, that's a terrible gnad. The guy has nothing to do. He has no worries about Parnassa. He's got nothing to do. And he's only learning 3-4 hours a day. That's a gnat. If you say that about a working balabas, who works 9 to 5 and travels an hour and a quarter each way, and he said he learns 3 to 4 hours a day, that's tremendous shavach. You could talk about the way a person is mechavit Shabbos. For a person of not of means, it could be a tremendous praise. But if you say about a person who has means and is a chasav person, that that's what they do for their kavod Shabbos, that's the awesome honor. How much tzedakah a person gives? You're at, I've heard this, you're at, not here, but in my previous show, you're at the Kol Nidre appeal, right? They call them out here, right? Don't they do it here? They call out the Kol Nidre appeal, and you say this, you go home the next day, you go to your friend, you're like, that guy was in that house, and he only gave $180? I'm like, no. But if you're talking about a person who doesn't have a lot of money, $180 can be a tremendous, mysterious nefesh. It says the Chavetz Chaim, it's subjective. The person can't claim, what's the bet? You learn 3 or 4 hours a day. I wish I would. And then the Chavetz Chaim says, maybe you'll tell me about the Sunny Yalat L'Chavetz, Los Chavetz. Right? I wish they said that about me. How have I said about me that I learned 3 or 4 hours a day? No, it means if you were in that person's shoes, would you want that said about you? I think it's intuitive. I think we understand this. The Chavetz Chaim points it out as well. Okay, let's transition to page 3. And this is a bulk of what I want to speak about tonight. This is the Os Zion. Vida. The Kishem She'asar Lohosi Diba Al Chavero Kain Al Chafatzav Asar Lohosi Diba. Just as it's forbidden to speak negatively about a friend, about a person, about a human being, it's also forbidden to speak negatively about their objects, their possessions, their items. When would that come up? V'zeh Muslim Od, Sa'av Moshenu Arabim, this is very common. Shechen Vani Echad Moshe Diba Al Nichse Shechen Vani Acher. A shopkeeper will speak negatively about the wares of the other person. You go there, his service isn't so good, his items aren't so good, what he's selling is not so good. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that is usher. Zeh, he, Lashon Hara, Gemura, Midaraisa. It's Lashon Hara, Midaraisa. And the question I pose to you is, what shot in this halacha? Why can I speak Lashon Hara about, let's say food. Oh, I didn't see it this year last night, Dad. Oh, I went out for dinner. I said, oh, where'd you go? So and so. How was it? Food was terrible. What's the order, I said? If it's Motuala, it's going to be Mutter, and you have to go through all the conditions to make something with 12. But there's no, I'm not asking you because I want to think about going there next week. I just, we shoot the breeze, we talk. Or you say, oh, you went to the wedding, how was it? It was fine, except the food was terrible, the sound system was terrible, belly parking was terrible. What's the order, I said? Why is that? Why is it Mr. Daraisa to speak negatively about an item? Oh. So let's present two possibilities. One possibility is that it's not about the item. It's an inanimate object. It doesn't feel any sour. But the owner of the item, the shopkeeper, the caterer, the store, that person can end up the manufacturer. Kind of boozing. Just as you speak negatively about him, people aren't going to go to his shop anymore. So by talking about his property, so the person can incur, the manufacturer, the owner can incur a financial loss. Right? I think that's one approach that can be taken. If that's the approach that was created at Kula, let's say the manufacturer, the owner, the storekeeper was a person who we were allowed to speak Lashon Hara about. Well, a real Russia. A non-Jew, even though you're not supposed to talk Lashon Hara about a non-Jew, it's not Russian. So according to that shot, it would emanate from the owner. So if you could speak Lashon Hara about the owner, you'd be allowed to speak, presumably, about his object. So Rav Nissim Karelis, Shlita, who's Av Beis Din in Bnei Brak, he takes your shot. You take a look. Well, let's start with the Urayim in page 4. The Urayim, as a Rishon, is the source of the Chavetz Chaim. And it's a Gemara in Yerushim. The Yerushim says, Afilo uske chadero umamono, even on the matters of a friend and his property, his possessions, his money, usher lahotzi diba. You can't speak negatively. Keep going, for example. Shirota lasis matana lachadero. You want to give a gift to a friend. A friend comes and speaks negatively about the present. It's forbidden. What's the source? They want to take a guess. What's the source? The Meraglim. The Gemara says the Meraglim were really punished. Well, Nefka Gzar Din of the Meraglim because of the Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, the land. Well, it's the ground. It's sticks and stones. So why? If a person, the Gemara says, can't, is going to be punished for Lashon Hara on Eitzim and Avanim, I'm sorry about my voice, certainly they'll be punished to speak Lashon Hara about a person. The source is Meraglim. What's the shot in this Gemara? So if you take a look at page 7, he says exactly what you said. Says the Chut Shani, which is a missing Karel to Sefer. He has a lot of fun. This is the one on Lashon Hara. He writes on page 7, bracketed off on the left side. The Geder HaIsrahu. How do you understand this prohibition? Etzem Hotzah Shemra, Vafilo HaKafatzim Dolinin, even on inanimate objects, who dafka Kisheh HaTotzah Amizeh, who had genai, or I have said, Ahaba. It's only if the outcome of your words will create a pain, a degradation, a loss to a person. Aval etzma iser kusipor gan chafasim. The iser itself is the fact that you spoke about an inanimate object, but only in a situation where there's going to be a loss to a person. Aval mitkemuman kishe einshim ginay v'hetzer v'adam ein iser lahotzi shem achetek. If there's no loss to a person, then there's no problem to speak Lashon Hara. It's not the person, the object doesn't have feeling. The issue is what it's going to cause to the owner, to the manufacturer, to the proprietor. That's how Revision Corral is going. Oh, so that's the other side. Excellent. The husband like Canaan. So you want it? You had a question? That's what you said. The author of Klobacha on the next page, page 9. The author of Klobacha he has a different approach. He doesn't talk with other times, so he learned from this Gemara in Erekin with Lashon Hara and Meraglim. Take a look at the arrow, a few lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, a fifth line. The lum the one of our Torah, the Torah is teaching us. Shir Adam Medaber to the Bayit. Man has to speak the way he's supposed to speak. The Lord Yosef Dabar Magunim is his claw. Is that a person? You! You can't be a person with single tongue. You can't be a person with single tongue. It's Eitzim and Avanim. It's an inanimate object. It has no feeling. There's no loss caused to the food. You buy a bottle of wine, I don't like the wine, it's terrible. There's no gnai to the wine. So you can't be a person who speaks Lashon Hara. Shiyat Hashanu ala arek, v'lo ala azam, hani nami Lashon Hara. That's also Lashon Hara. Ad kama tzarf adam yinu nizeh, says the author of Slobacha. Kama tzarf you learn from this? Ki Hashem toveya ba'ad kvoda adam. Yisrum, okay, and he goes through this idea. Says the author of Slobacha, it's not about the object. It's about, you know, I don't know if he's explaining that as the pshat in the iser, or that's just a needle type of thing. Meaning, it's the author of Slobacha saying halacha, the pshat in the iser and the pshat in the Gemara is because you can't be a person to talk about Gemara, or maybe he's adding on an additional dimension in the realm of Musar, in the realm of Midos, that you shouldn't be a person. Simon, you can look at it in here later, on his Sefer, on Parshat Shalach, his Sefer, on Bamidbar, Simon gets like a bracha, Kosukhovos al-Babos. Kosukhovos writes that a chassid was walking with his Talmidim, and they saw a disgusting, rotting nevela on the ground. And the Talmidim said to the Rebbe, look at this disgusting nevela. And the chassid, the Rebbe, turned to the Talmidim and said, look at the beautiful white teeth. Why are you talking negatively? Now this is a dead nevela on the ground. Dead, it's a nevela, it is just... We shouldn't be people who talk to us. The Medrash Rabba says that even those in the Lashon Hara, halakhically, about a non-Jew, will say, be'amecha, and if they're not Jewish, amecha, Medrash Rabba, says, you shouldn't be a person who speaks Lashon Hara about anyone. Because if you speak Lashon Hara about a non-Jew, about a nevela, about an inanimate object, you'll end up speaking Lashon Hara, and you'll end up having very weak midos. I was at Gouda from Mars one night this week, and they had a pamphlet put out by the Palestinian Heritage Foundation. Last Shabbos was all across America, like 200 shuls participated in like a Lashon Hara social media campaign on Shabbos. We didn't because we already had a speaker set up the Conroe, Ohio. Right? So I was leaping through the thing after Mars. I took a picture of the Abbey on page 6, I believe it's in the packet. 10 rules of WhatsApp. If you take a look at the bottom 5, I know it's hard to read. I'll read it for you. Taking a picture of food at a restaurant and making fun of the quality with a cute emoji for just one star is bona fide Lashonara, as it might cause harm to the store owner. So he's learning like from Mr. Terrell, not like the author of Shulchanka, but that's a great example. A person goes to a restaurant, they don't like the food, or they see something funny at a restaurant, they take a picture, they send it out, or they tell someone that, like, ah! And this happens all the time. Someone, again, I basically, for other reasons we'll talk about next week, why I left all WhatsApp groups and barely use WhatsApp anymore, except I'm telling people in Israel. Someone sent me a picture recently. It was quite funny. It was from some restaurant. I'm not going to say where because it cannot be right on the Lashon Hara. And it was a picture of the menu that is special. Different types of schnitzel. And one type of schnitzel was schnitzel with B-E-A-R-D crumbs. B-E-A-R-D crumbs. They meant to write breadcrumbs and they wrote beard crumbs. So it's cute. It's funny. They reflect very poorly in the restaurant. Their owner, their manager, whoever wrote the menu, doesn't know how to write, doesn't know how to speak English, doesn't know how to spell, doesn't edit. That's his fault, he should have edited it. That's okay. It's a menu. The menu doesn't have feelings. So you do like this thing from the author of Slobodka. We shouldn't be a person who speaks negatively. Or like the missing trellis that, yeah, people might not want to go to a store and that sells free from. Or talk like they sell beer crumbs. And this happens frequently. People go to weddings, and there's some people who like to complain. But how was the wedding? The service was terrible, right? The food brought it out. The soup was cold when they brought it out. Valley Park. Again, if it's a Tawalis, the person's making a wedding, they need to know all these things. So, from Chaim Kanievsky and Ernest and Torellis will say that it's a Tawalis. But for me to say, oh, I went to this restaurant, it was horrible, so there's no Tawalis there, and that's Lashon Hara Daraisa, even though it's Eitzim Nevanim, well, according to Mr. Charles, it's not Eitzim Nevanim, it's a function of the store owner, or of the store, and it could cause a tremendous hefted to the person. I think if we would go through, this does come up more frequently than we think, where we're not saying anything bad about a person, we're making a joke, we're talking about a whatever.